On Money News, let's talk business. When business decisions feel wild, NAB business experts can help you wrangle them. NAB, more than money.
It's time now for our regular Let's Talk Business segment, where today's news on energy bills has delivered a huge sigh of relief for everyone, in particular the small business sector. Now, business owners, of course, have been pushed to their limits by the economic headwinds of late, and with power, something none of us can live without, the rising costs have been painful, to say the least. And I'd love to hear from you on this. 131873, if you're a small business owner, what have you been doing to deal with the economic challenges? Have you had to cut staff? Maybe you've been operating different hours. I know a lot of cafes have ditched lunch service on certain days of the week. Or perhaps you're sitting pretty and you're bucking the trend and investing hard. Let me know, 131873 on the open line. Well, according to new figures from the annual SME Compass report from Banjo Loans, most business owners have been cutting back on costs rather than passing price rises onto consumers, who of course are also doing it tough with cost of living pressures. Guy Callahan is the CEO of Banjo Loans, who commissioned this survey, and he joins me now for Let's Talk Business. Guy, welcome to Money News.
Thanks, Deb. Great to be here.
So how tough are small to medium businesses doing it at the moment?
It's really interesting. They are a very positive lot. They're always a glass half full or glass three quarters full lot, the business owners out there. And things haven't changed here, but they have found things a lot tougher. I mean, 2022, so we do this survey every year and we go out to well over 1,000 SMEs across Australia, across all industries. In 2022, they were pretty positive about things, but they were getting already geared up for inflation and had already increased their pricing because of like supplier costs and the like. But as you noted in your intro, they're now trying to deal with inflation, which is their number one concern, now trying to deal with inflation by trying to cut down their costs. So looking internally to see whether they can get some savings on board to get them through the weather, through the storm, because it is a bit of a perfect storm with high interest rates and a softer economy there. So where they're looking at some of those pricing cuts as being more efficient with their technology, their processes, and how they can save around people. So just keep those cost base low rather than increasing where they were positive before.
And having to cut staff too?
It's interesting. So mainly they're not saying they're cutting staff. They're saying that they're really trying to sit on the cost base. And there's a couple of things out in play there. The labour market has softened up considerably from where it was in 22. And we're no different to that either, Deb, where it was really tight to find people and that, you know, and they were charging basically whatever they wanted,
yes,
really, for some of these things, particularly in technology and a few of the areas. But that's softened up a bit now, so there's a bit more choice. So while they're not cutting staff, they're not racing out to employ staff either. So trying to sit flat with their cost base.
And why aren't they passing on those increasing costs to consumers and to customers?
I think that ship sailed a bit for them, and I'm not saying they're not, but that ship has sailed a bit, and that's what they did back in 2022 to try and get ahead of the inflation curve. Now they know that consumers are hurting, and you know that they're seeing their revenue drop a bit because of the consumers aren't out there engaging as much. So instead of increasing their prices, which will just hold them off more and fuel inflation more, they're trying to look internally on where they can save with those costs.
And are certain sectors feeling it more than others?
Yeah, there always is. It's no surprises of some of the ones here, you know, construction, retail, hospitality, they're the ones that are really sort of hurting a bit more. And then you go into some of the healthcare and services and they're doing really well.
So they're doing better than the previous year?
They are more positive on their outlook.
Okay.
For the year ahead.
The glass half full again.
Yes, yeah, definitely. And so we take, you know, most businesses, so, you know, nearly 50% expect to exceed their targets still, which is down from the year before, but it's still pretty positive, right, when you think about it.
Mm. In light of the situation we're facing with, as you say, interest rates and inflation. And you have looked at businesses all around the country. Are there stark differences in the way that they're going in different states and territories?
Yep. So, you know, while confidence has dropped all over since the start of 23, most SMEs are still positive about the future. There's some pockets that are really good, like the interesting Northern Territory and Tasmania, very confident about their business. About 90% in both states are positive and confident about where they're going. Then you go down to Victoria, they're the least likely to feel a bit confident about the year ahead. So they're sitting around the sort of 70-75%. So that's even that's high, but it's down considerably where they were. Particularly when you take in mind that these are really positive people that just want to see themselves succeed.
So overall, it's not a sense of doom and gloom, but perhaps that things are on the up and up?
Yeah, I think like even today's decision with the interest rate going on hold, even though we'd all love to see that interest rate come down, they know, on the whole, they know that's not going to happen in the next, you know, immediate future, but they're pretty positive that things are going to stay flat. And I think as long as they can look at improving, you know, where they're focusing now, so they're looking at improving on existing products and investing in new technology when they're getting ready for those growth periods down the track.
Well, let's just see how it plays out, and hopefully that sense of, as you say, hope can actually deliver some results for our small and medium businesses. Guy, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem, Deb. Great to be here.
Guy Callahan there from Banjo Loans with our regular Let's Talk Business segment here on Money News.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Business. When business decisions feel wild, NAB business experts can help you wrangle them. NAB, more than money.